Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back, that little band from Texas. Billy, Dusty, Frank. I'm Jim. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tomorrow's here. Tamar Jacoby, yeah, that Tamar. I know you're excited, aren't you? Tamar's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the president of Immigration Works USA, the author of at least a couple of books on the topic of immigration and the issues thereabout, including the reform debate. Reinventing the Melting Pot is one book. Someone Else's House, another one. You're starting to get the picture here. Tamar, thanks again for hanging out with us. You are...
It's always great to be here.
It's great to have you here. You're always on top of what our beloved members of Congress are doing,
yeah,
on immigration. So something happened in May. What happened?
Well, so Congress, we all know Congress is broken. They haven't been able to agree on anything or get down to business,
right,
negotiate anything for longer than we can remember. But remarkably, on immigration, there's an incentive. Both parties have an incentive to make some progress. So it's a kind of it's a freakish perfect storm. It's like a freak accident. They've actually, eight senators sat down and did their job for a change.
Yeah.
And negotiated
a
bipartisan bill.
You said, who are you and what have you done with our Congress, right?
Well, exactly. But they really actually did, you know, it's easy to make fun of them. Eight of them, Democrats and Republicans, sat down and negotiated a 1,000-page immigration bill.
In the Senate. This is all in the Senate, right?
In the Senate. This is all in the Senate. It's a pretty good bipartisan package. I sometimes say it's like a civics lesson, because they did actually, turns out they do know how to negotiate. And they came up with a product that's got something for Democrats and something,
right,
for Republicans. And the big pieces are, two big pieces, that it's going to come up with a path to legal status and eventually, long time down the road, citizenship for the 11 million unauthorized already in the country. And it's a humane, practical, but,
right,
answer for them.
So slow down for a second now. The 11 million that you just identified, what is the Senate bill doing for them?
So they're going to have to come forward. They have to be here, first of all. They have to be here since the end of 2011 in the first place. So nobody who runs across the border today is going,
right,
to count.
Right.
Then they're going to, the people who've been here for a while, they're going to...
How do they know this?
You'll have to prove something. You'll have to show something that...
Demonstrate
people have all kinds of paper.
Yeah, demonstrate that you were here somehow, some kind of... Okay, all right, now what?
Okay. Then you have to... They're going to do background checks and send all the criminals home and, you know, figure out, make sure we're not keeping dangerous people,
right,
and people.
Right.
Then these people are going to have to pay a fee. They're going to have to go to work. I mean, they have to stay at work. Well, it starts at $500. By the time they get to be citizens, it's $2,000. And, so what they get in the beginning is they get the right to work and the right to travel, but that's it. They're on a kind of a provisional.
Do they have access to our social welfare system?
No. Okay. I mean, obviously they can still use the emergency room and their kids,
right,
can go,
right,
to school, which
we're not
they gonna, can
we're
do
not
even now.
Bleeding,
but
yeah,
nothing else.
Yeah.
No means tested.
Yeah.
No.
What about the children?
Care,
what about the
like
children?
That.
We don't want the children to be hurt.
The children. If the children are citizens, their wife and children can stay,
yeah,
but they don't get means tested benefits.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they, after 13 years, after 10 years, they can get out of this permanent visa and get on the road to citizenship. After 10 years, and after 13 years,
right,
they have the possibility, if they want, of getting to be citizens.
And the clock started at 11. If they've already been here for 20 years.
No, the clock starts when the bill gets passed. And in order for the
years starts when the bill is passed.
And here's the thing. In the meantime, the country has to do some things. We have to get in charge, get the border secure,
right.
And we have to get every business in the country using the e-verify system,
right.
The electronic system.
Boy, this
to
is
check
a big
if your
job.
Is illegal.
This is a big job.
And
so,
if that doesn't happen, if those things
question.
Don't happen, the idea of the bill, it's not perfectly worked out now, but the idea of the bill is if those things don't happen, the people won't get to be citizens.
Right.
So we're trying to condition the good thing that the immigrants and the Democrats
right.
want on the tough stuff that Republicans want, border control and e-verify.
And no automatic what's the word I want to use?
No amnesty.
Amnesty. All right, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah.
A penalty, but no tax, no back taxes.
They do have to pay their back taxes. Eventually.
How much?
I
don't think 500 or 2,000.
What they think people owe.
I don't think 500 or 2,000 in a penalty over time is too much. But I just think the back taxes thing is going to be going to be tough.
I think there's a way that they're going to figure out how to do it. I don't think everyone's going to pay. You know, I don't think they're going to figure out to the penny exactly what every person.
But I mean, there's a financial number.
You've been
there's
here
a financial number when you don't have any when you don't have a lot of means. I mean, I've been like this. When you don't have a lot of means, $500 might as well be $1 million.
Right, but a lot of these people paid a smuggler to come from Mexico.
I know. Okay. All right. Maybe I'm wrong. Wait a second.
The one thing we're leaving out, actually, what's the most even more important part of the bill, right? Because it's looking to the past. This is looking to the past.
Right.
But the bill also looks to the future, and it says, are we bringing the people to America who we really want to bring? And their answer is no. That we're bringing too big a percent of the people we're bringing are family members.
So this
members,
is a way. This is
and
a way
not
of bringing
enough are people we
bringing
need.
In the people that contribute to our workforce and not just anybody.
Exactly.
And
not
it's,
just
but it's
family
only,
members.
But it's only passed the Senate so far, right?
It hasn't even passed the Senate. They're going to start debating it in the Senate.
That's right.
Next week.
Just the Gang of Eight have approved it. Long way to go, folks. Cross your fingers. Tintil. Right back with Jamar Jacoby. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.